So it's got like the older brother.
And anyway,
hey.
I don't know if it's doing the same thing. Yeah. We go. Okay, so let's just review for a minute. So, in Perek Yud, in the Sefer Yikarim, so he says there are three things that are the haskalos. What does he call the haskalos? Principles? Or I mean, they're the haskalos of the religious law. Okay, one of them is Metzias Hashem. The second is Torah min Hashemayim, and the third is Chayav Onesh. So we dealt with Chayav Onesh last time, that it's a because that's the purpose of religion, to perfect the soul. But and the first one is obvious. The second one, Torah min Hashemayim, he doesn't mean to say that you can't do good actions without Torah min Hashemayim, but you couldn't call it a what he calls over here his definition of a religious law. That is his definition of it's God given. I mean that's what he holds. I mean in the third book he goes through why man can't just figure these things out on his own. But over here that's his principle. That's just part of his definition of what the thing is, that it's God given. Okay. So now he says like this. He says, "V'zos haTorah, asher sam Moshe l'tnei bnei Yisrael." Right. So since everybody agrees that it's divine, right? He says we should make it a shorash and a test for the divine laws, and we should take from it a raya on them. Okay, you know, it's saying like this, saying if you look at the Torah and you analyze in it what it has, since we know that that is definitely, this is still a vestige of his first. Inquiry into how you define the axioms of religious of divine law. We're in chapter 11, book one, Mimer one. It says like if you study one man, you can bring a raya on all of the whole species. If you know the things that are essential to this man and are necessary to make this person a man, so then you don't need to study all of the whole species. You can look at the individual and know what's essential, and from that you can derive the principles. All right, we'll skip a little bit over here. Okay, so his proposition over here is, his thesis over here is that since there are these three principles in religion, in divine law, they must be incorporated into the beginning of the Torah, because he says every chachma has certain principles that it's based on, and they should be explained in the beginning of the subject matter. So he's going to try to go through and show how the first few Parshios and Brachos really demonstrate these principles. So he's like this: Kimi Brachos ad Eila Toldos Hashemayim. Okay, so he says from the beginning, from Brachos until Eila Toldos Hashemayim. Okay, that's up until Beis Dalet. So he says that's one inyan. That's nichtav lahoros ala ikar ha'echad shehu metzias Hashem Yisbarach ha'poel beratzon l'chol nimtzos kidei lahachish svaras kat apikaris. Okay, so choshem she'olam nofal v'mikra. So he says this parsha, the first section, is to show that God is the creator, the active creator, that he creates from his will. Okay, as opposed to the philosophy that says that that the whole world is just a, an accident. Okay, so how does it demonstrate it? He says, because in the Seder you see that Parshas Bereishis that is going from there's an order. Okay, there's an order to the creation. In the order of the level of their existence. Okay. V'sidura u'metzias atzuros b'tzemach v'achai v'medaber b'zmanim ischalfim. They all came about in these different in different stages, right? The vegetation, the animate, and the intelligent. Okay. And all of this, indicates, all of this shows the existence of a poel baratzon, like he's going to explain in the second maimer. And he explains the bir bezeh chelik shemivchar kol nimtzos hashvelos hu min ha'odam v'shehu levado ikar kavonas ha'yetzir ba'olam ha'shofel ki hu levado holech mahalech hatzura. It shows also that man is the main intent of the creation. In other words, you say that there's a poel, that there's a poel beratzon, so it also has to indicate, it should indicate the ratzon, right? So it shows that that man is really the completion. The completion of the rest of creation. Kamo shamalochos hakadumos leza malocha hein kamo hachanos v'chomer eleha. Like earlier activities, earlier work is considered a preparation for it. V'hi kamo tsura lehen. It's like a the introduction, the earlier creations are like the substance, right? And the final one is like the form. What does that mean? Kain kolatsuros hakodomos litsura hanushis hein kemo hachonos v'chomer eleha v'hi kemo tsura alehen ulezenis achra yitziroso v'nisyachso el Hashem yisporach yoser mikol yitziro shar habalei chayim. That's why the creation of man was at the end. And it's attributed to God more than the other animals. What does it mean by that? Because it says by man, what? In terms of that yitzira, vayivra Elokim es ha'odam, b'tzalmo Elokim baroso, zochor nekeva barosom. So, use the term vayivra Elokim. Right, that's a different terminology. Alright, so he's saying he's referring to the to what? It's referring to the Telemelkim. Right. Where is it Ramban? Oh yeah, you see Vayivalkim Sanin Magadolam? Before Godol Hanivram Elish Ishvim Orkum Parsos Rabos Yigida Ivan Before the Yachis Bam Habriya Lilokim. Kihu Shahim Tsiam Me Ayan Mi Bracious. The Ramban sheet is whenever it says Vayivra, it's something unique. Also, right. See that's the Ramban I was thinking on Pasuk Chafalof. V'chein yaseh ba'odem l'ma'aloso lehodia kihu motzi me'ayin im daito v'sichlo. Ramban is saying whenever it uses Vayivra, it means something like a yesh me'ayin. I have to see what he says earlier on the Tanin Magdol. But anyway, but he's saying that it's claim shot is though that it's the Tzalam Elokim. Nasadam b'tzalmeinu kidbuseinu. Okay, so you see that's the first part, right? Oh, so what does he mean that everything before is like a chomer and this is like a tzura? Limud shetachlis kavonos hapoel b'yitziras hatsuros hakodomos me'atzemach v'achai ha'isa mitzias hatsuros hanushis hanushin b'vad. That the whole purpose and intent of the act of creation of all of the preceding forms from the vegetation and the animals was the existence of man. Ki hadam levado maven shar nimsos hashvelos makir mitzios hapoel. Because man alone, it's interesting, man alone understands the other creations.
Here says maven?
Yeah, maven.
Mine says mibain. Mibain shar nimsos.
Oh, mibain. Oh, you're right. That's right. Mibain, because Adam alone, of the other animals, recognizes. You're right. I'm sorry. Recognizes the existence of God. He recognizes the existence of God. And when ukishenimtzo ha'adam nishlamo yetzira, ve'oz nemar vayichul hashmayim v'aretz chotzvam, ki atachos b'chol dover sof ha'masa.
He's saying
everything else is like chomer, and this is like the tzura. Why? Because it gives it its purpose. It gives it its true existence. That's really what the world is. The tzura of the thing is what makes it exist in the proper way, right? So he's saying, it's like a mushel. If you had the lump, the substance, and then the form. So the form is what makes the substance, gives it its definition. You have something else to say? No. So without man, it would all be like an incomplete. Everything would be incomplete. And then the whole bria would be incomplete. So he says, that's what it means, Vayichul Hashemayim V'aretz Chotzvam. That's Ki Atachlis B'chol Dover Sof HaMaaseh. So when you got to man, now you had completion of everything. Everything was completed at that point. Right? Not just that was the last thing that was done, but that was actually the completion of everything. It gave everything before it its proper existence. Yeah, you understand? It's the creation of man qualified all the other existence before it as complete.
The way the Chumash talks about it also.
Right, he's saying it's based on two things. Because it was last, because that's what he says also. He says, Ki tachlis b'chol davar sof hamasa. The purpose of everything is the final ma'aseh. Umizeh haya ha'adam sof ha'yetzirah, k'mo sh'ha'malacha ha'reishiyas sof kol ha'malachos. Means the one that's doesn't mean the first, it means the most important. Okay. V'kulon kedumos eileha v'nimtzoz ba'avura. They all precede it and exist because of it.
But also
because he says right. So he's saying two things. He's saying you see from the psukim in terms of the order, and in terms of the fact that the yitzira of man is more closely associated with is more closely related to God, because of the tzelem elokim. What? That's their purpose. It would be like if you build a bias, right? You build the bias. Until you fill it with the, like we were saying, talking about the Mishkan the other day. So the essence of the Mishkan is the Aron, right? So you build the whole Mishkan. Yeah, but that's what Bezalel did. You have to build the Mishkan first, though. So you have to make the preparations, and then you place in it the and then you use it. In other words, first you're building the things there. That's Hachanos. And then, but the whole essence of a building, of a housing, is the contents, right? So when you actually move the Aron into the Mishkan, that really completes the binyan itself. That completes the Mishkan itself. Now you're defining the thing. Now, beforehand, it was just a general structure. Now it's completed, because that's its purpose. Its purpose is to house something. So you're really getting into its definition. You know what I mean? By putting the Aron into the Mishkan, it's really completing its definition. Because a housing that doesn't house something is lacking. Right? Their purpose is we don't understand fully the interrelation the ecosystem. But like the Ram says, all the animals are we don't know exactly what the purpose of of all the animals and all the flora and the fauna, but it's ultimately to sustain the world for man. So if it was all sustaining the world and there was no man, that would be incomplete. So when man is created, this is that really completes the whole Maisabrachus. Right? Okay. But he says like this, but this whole section is what? Is to tell you the first ikar. Mitzias hapoel l'chol nimtzos bavad. Mitzias hapoel l'chol nimtzos bavad. Ulezeh lo nizkar b'chol achilak hazeh sheu mibreishas ad eilat tolos hashmayim el hashem elokim bilvad. So that, see, he's trying to solve a certain, you know, thing. I mean, like Ramban talks about, but he says, you'll notice that the names, the Shemos Hashem, changed throughout Bereshis. He's saying, you'll notice that from Bereshis until this point, it only uses the Shem Elokim. Why? He says, because Elokim signifies Baal HaYecholes LaHamtzi HaKol. Lahoros ki lo hayisah kavana b'chol mashen nizkar b'zeh chelak el lahoros al mitzios hapoel l'chol hanimtzos levad v'hu ha'ikar harishon. So he's saying this whole first section is to explain the first ikar. Mitzios Hashem as the poel. As a poel.
Not as the mashkiach or
star ownership. Not right. None of that. Just God as the creator. And now you have to understand what kind of a creator. He's a creator of a Baal Ratzon, and then that necessitates understanding the Ratzon. But or seeing the Ratzon from the creation. That's all part of showing that he's a Poel Beratzon. Right? You have to demonstrate the fact that he's the Poel Beratzon. You have to show the Ratzon, otherwise you cannot demonstrate that fact. So, but that's why this whole section uses the term Elokim. Because Elokim signifies, what do you say again? Baal HaYecholes L'Hamtzi HaKol. Baal HaYecholes L'Hamtzi HaKol. Okay. Now he's like this. Umeela told us Hashemayim ad v'ha'odom yoda as chava ishto. So where's that? Yeah. That's from Beis, where we left off, right? Beis Dalet, all the way through Dalet. That's the whole Maisa now of Adam and Chava and the Nachash. Right? But it also has the second account of the creation. Ve'ela told us Hashemayim v'aretz bihi baram. Right. So he says, so what is this? What's the second section? This is the second ikar, predictably. Right? Shu mitzias hanevua v'tor min ha-shamayim. V'alzeh timotze kol ha-sipor ha-hu sovev al Torah min ha-shamayim. We want to say that this second thing is Torah min ha-shamayim. What does he mean by Torah min ha-shamayim? Ki ascholas ha-dibur shenedaber Hashem yisborach im Adam hu vayetzav Hashem Elokim al Adam lemor. So where's that? But, right, that was vayom Elohim Elokim pru revu, that's just part of creation. But here it's a tzivoy. Here it's a tzivoy. Right. So here's the tzivoy. Where does it start? Vayitzav Elokim, right. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, alo adam lemor. Mikol yitzagan ochal tochel. Yeah. So he says, that's what? Because of achazeh hatam, loma nitzdava adam tzivoy elohi yoser mikol balchai. Why? Because it says, vayitzav Hashem Elokim min adamo, kol chai esosode, veis kol of Hashemayim, right? Vayovel adam liros mayikralo. So he says, what does that mean? Ki ilu bolivayar ki liyos adam maskil viodea begidre balchai yoser mikulam hayukol nimtzos hashvelos mishubodos elov vikulam nimtzu ba'ad ha'adam v'tachlis adam lishmor mitzvos kono. Yeah, so what's he trying to say over here? That what? He says that this part, why does it say, he's trying to explain, why does it say that God brought the animals to Adam to name them? He's trying to say that's explaining why man has tzivoy. Why does man have tzivoy? Because he's the Baal Seichel. But he's saying that this also indicates a certain supremacy, that they're meshubad to him. Right? The fact that he's naming them. So he says, V'al zeh hunach v'olam hazeh hanirmaz b'gan Eden. It's interesting. He says, K'dei sheyochal me'etz ha'chayim asher b'toch ha'gan. Shu romeis al ha'torah shenemar bo etz chayim hin machzikim bo. So he says that's why man is trying to explain the whole. It's trying to explain what. It's trying to explain, saying that this parasha is trying to explain what man is, and why man has tzivoy. Why man is commanded.
So that's part of his ikar of Torah Mishmaim.
That's part of his ikar of Torah Mishmaim. It's interesting. That what? That man is a balchai of he's a maskil and a yodea, right? And he's placed in this world, which is alluded to by Gan Eden, and Gan Eden is like a remez to Olam Hazeh. Why is he placed there? That he should eat from the Eitz HaChayim. It's funny though. Eat from the Eitz HaChayim. He's saying, well, it never says you can't eat from the Yisachayim. Right? It never says you can't eat from the Yisachayim.
Kill the question, why didn't he eat from that one first?
Why didn't he eat? So, but he's saying that the fact that the Yisachayim is there means ultimately he's supposed to partake of it. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, and what is the Yisachayim? He's learning Gan Eden as a mashal. Right? He's learning Gan Eden as a mashal for this world. And the Yisachayim as a mashal for Torah. And placing man in Gan Eden, giving him a tzivoy, he says, "Vakasher yavor al mitzvas kono yigurash mi Gan Eden." And when he violated the will of his creator, he was driven out of Gan Eden. Ubavor zeh nichtav kol asipur hu shekar laodam ima nochosh v'chava. That's what this whole story is for. Kidei sheyielo remez al mashi yikrolo b'olam hazeh she'anochosh. This is all a remez to what happens to man in this world. The whole account of Adam, Chava, and the Nochosh thing is a remez to what happens to a person in this world. It says, because the Nochosh is Samoel, which is the Yetzer Hara, right? Which is matridas adam beemtzos ha'isha mehas mehesig shleimuso. So he says the Yetzer Hara confounds man through the intermediary of a woman from reaching his perfection. That's the maisa. That's the nochosh and chava and adam. Nochosh saying is the Yetzer Hara. saying is the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara uses the woman to confound man from reaching his perfection.
Which is the
Yetzer Hara. Which is right. Vehu agorem liyoso migurash megan Eden. See, that's the whole story. The whole story is you're being driven out of Gan Eden means you're gonna lose this world.
Isn't this already in Tzfar?
He's saying the whole world is gone. That's what he's gonna talk about later. Okay. Why this is not Tzfar Varnish. Yeah. He says, "Ulzen nichta v'chol ha'sipur zeh Hashem Elokim lahores ki ein dai." Ki ein dai el hasagas hashleimos hanushi behamonas mitzios hapol bavad. This is a very interesting thing. He's saying it's not enough for man to reach perfection just to have knowledge of God. Just to have knowledge of God as the borei. And that's not enough. That's not enough. Asher yusag zeh mitzad hasaga bepoel. So he's saying, why does he say Hashem Elokim? Because Elokim is just from the prior section. Elokim is the Bore, right? That's the Bore. Says that's the Bore that continues that keeps the world going. But you need more. Tzorach ha'amonas ha'nevuah v'torah min ha'shamayim. V'shehasoga zu hi'lamala me'asogas ha'pol ha'mahavel l'dvar matvim. Saying the knowledge of God, the knowledge of God as a transmitter of mitzvah is higher than the knowledge of God as a bari. Saying, now he's saying just like knowledge, like a philosophical knowledge of God, right? That the person reaches a level, he can see God as the creator. Saying that's a different. He's saying that's one level of that's one level, but knowing God as the giver of law is a higher hasaga. It's a higher level of knowledge of God. He says, and you need that higher level to attain the ultimate to attain perfection. It's not just like adding a point. He's saying it's not just adding a point. It's not just that it's the same idea of God, and now you just have a tzivoy from God. Once you have the knowledge of God as the bore, and God as the giver of the law, he's saying is different, and that's what he's saying. That's alluded to in using the terminology of Hashem Elokim. If we just use the Elokim, it will be the same thing from before. Just now he has a tzivoy. But he's saying it's indicating that. It's a higher level.
He's not.
He says, we have to understand what he means over here. What does he mean over here? And from this side, that the tzivoy comes from Hashem Elokim, with that it's possible that a person can eat from the Eitz HaChayim and live forever. Lo mitzad ha-yediyah v'ha-akorah ha-rishona shehi yediyas mitzias ha-poel levad. Ovo mitzad ha-sogas ha-nevuah v'ha-torah ha-lokis Mitzaveh la'asos ha'dvorim ha'nirtzim etzel Hashem Yisbaruch. Afo pi shelo yigzrei ma'hekesh. Things that God commands you, even though you wouldn't think of them. Shezehu inin l'mala min ha'dvorim ha'tevim. Yeah. So is he saying that you just need to know the mitzvah, or is he saying it's a different idea of God? A little bit. He says in Kadesh lo yidum b'zeshum shnios chalila. Amar b'matan Torah v'yadaber lokim is called dvar me'ela lemor. Uposach banochi Hashem elokecha. Levar she'anosein haTorah shu Hashem anichvad. Who ba'atzmo apoel l'chol nimtzom hanikra elokim b'parshas Bereishis. That's why it says v'matan Torah, anochi Hashem elokecha. Because it says, and it also says, v'yadaber elokim is called dvar me'ela. To show you that the same God that's the Creator is the Nosei HaTorah. And that's why it says in the Mishnah Torah, Eis HaDvar Ma'ela Dibor Hashem Raya Kol Kahachem Lahoros Shaf Bishanema Ma'an Torah Vaidaber Elokim. It's the same Hashem HaNech Baruch Hu HaMedaber Hoi HaMedaber Uzeh Nichta B'chol Zeh HaSipor Hashem Ma'ela Tol Hashemayim Ad V'Odom Yoda Aschav V'Ishto Hashem Elokim. He's saying an interesting thing. He's saying the onshim of Adam and Chava are really onshim to the min of Adam. It's not personal, particular. It's not particular justice. Not particular, it's not really particular schar v'onesh. Adam and Chava represent the whole mankind. And the onesh of Adam and Chava is not really an onesh of a particular maisa. It's a description of man's, of the route to perfection, and the things that that divert you from that route, and the consequence. But that's just part of the idea of man's perfection. It's not an idea of a particular hashgacha that if you do a chait you get an onesh. That's why he says it's Adam and Chava is different. Like later on, it's Cain, and that's like particular onesh. This is just Adam and Chav in Gan Eden represents man, his ideal, and his downfall. But that's all part of Tzivoy, he's saying. Part of Tzivoy is to recognize that man needs mitzvah to attain his ultimate perfection. And that's a big part of his philosophy. You know, and he really goes into it into the third book. It's interesting. He tries to explain in the third book why you need tzivoy. Yeah. So he says a few things today. He has an interesting idea. He says that it's not enough for man to have knowledge. He has to have action. He has to have action as well. But the action has to be that he's doing the Ratzon Hashem. It's not just any action. But it has to be action that's in line with his. With his das of Hashem, it's an interesting philosophy goes over there. He also says that in order to know what the right actions for man are, you have to really understand man. And the only one who can really prescribe what the right things are for man is one who's one who has complete knowledge of what man is. You have to have complete knowledge of the soul in order to know. And whenever you want to benefit something, you have to know it. You have to know it and all of its needs and all of its deficiencies and how it works. He says, but man can never have that knowledge. That's not knowledge man can ever attain. But so that's why you need divine law. It's just not attainable for man. Like even Aristotle, he mentions, he talks about in the Ethics, he just gives like these very vague, you know, take the middle. But you can't really say specifics. Very hard. The specifics are very difficult. That's even when you know what the proper behavior is, you still can't take the specifics. But there's certain things that man can't know, because it would require something greater to understand the soul. But so that's why saying that it's not possible to have the ultimate perfection of the soul without Tzivoy Hashem. And he holds it. Adam was given, and it was available to those generations. But that's what he's saying over here. He's saying that's Hashem Elokim. Hashem Elokim. No, is this section saying he's not really Schavosh? It's just like the state of man. It's just like the facts of man. It's like the laws of nature. And if you disobey them, of course you're gonna fail. But that's not what he means by Schar V'Onar. Schar V'Onar is Hashkochas Hashem. This is not Hashkochas Hashem. This is not representing Hashkochas Hashem.